This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Senator Dick Durbin gave the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute an award inspired by the late senator during an open house on Friday. In 2008, Durbin received the Water Advocate Award for his work promoting safe drinking water and sanitation in the developing world. Simon's advocacy inspired Durbin's efforts.
So we created the Paul Simon Water for the Poor Act in 2005 and started going through USAID and the State Department of giving grants to individuals and villages around the world, primarily in Africa. By 2013, we changed it to Paul Simon Water for the World.
Durbin said the bill helped 75 million people get clean drinking water. Durbin presented his award to the Institute's interim director, Linda Baker, and Simon's daughter, former Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon.
Couldn't have been a better successor to what Dad always wanted to do and how Dad always wanted to engage people, and particularly people who had not been a part of the process. You have done more, and Dad would be thrilled.
Friday's event is the first in the Institute's fall schedule. Former Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger will visit the Institute September 15th. NASA launched the new Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope on Sunday. Central Illinois native Ami Choi is the deputy wide field instrument scientist on the project. She attended the University of Illinois Laboratory High School and says her early interest in astrophysics was supported by the environment of the U of I campus.
Really, it's the unknown unknowns that I think are the most exciting, because you know, each time that we've had a more technologically advanced telescope, we've been able to uncover new kinds of objects and made new discoveries about fundamental physics.
Choi says scientists hope that the telescope will help them understand the ingredients of the universe and look for undiscovered planets outside of our solar system. NASA says the Roman telescope will scan the skies for at least 5 years, orbiting the sun from a location about a million miles away from Earth. We are under that heat advisory today through Friday at 8 p.m. You're listening to WSIU.